It's 9 minutes to ten Sydney time, 9 minutes to nine here in Queensland. And Brendan Parnell is the CEO of Racing Queensland. He joins us in our OB van. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. My old boss back at Sky, things go up and down in the world, don't they?
It's a great sport, this racing industry, and who knows who's going to pop up where next.
No, exactly. Mate, it's been fascinating for you in your role as CEO, but particularly the last 2 or 3 months, I guess, dealing with prize money, dealing with government, dealing with a whole group of participants.
That's very true. And when you see what the participants can do when they all came together and got unified around their viability, their funding, and the government was fantastic in listening to the plight of the trainers, the jockeys, the owners about how tough they were doing it, and realised that they're supporting massive employment in this state. And here we are in Magic Millions Week, looking forward to 2019. Eagle Farm back. Jerry and Katie run this incredible carnival, the Magic Millions. And it's just a special time in Queensland racing. And Jerry and Katie have really done so much for this state and racing. And I think it's 47,000 bed nights of people who come to the Gold Coast this week.
Yeah, well, it's basic that you can't get a room anywhere. Even I've tried to get into Jerry's place just to let me have a sleep or a snooze at some stage, and still won't let me in. And we welcome Jerry Harvey, who parked, he drove in this morning, and he's parked his car adjacent to our OB van, and we said, hey, get Jerry in here quick.
Well, thank you. I'm overwhelmed that you welcome me.
I can't believe that you parked there.
Well, I wanted to be close to you.
Jerry, Brendan obviously is reasonably new up in Queensland under his role as CEO, but there's certainly been positivity with prize money and everything that the government have come in with Racing Queensland, and we're probably going to see it here in the next 2 or 3 days flow through with the Queenslanders wanting to buy into Yearlings and being a part of it.
Yeah, the big money's in New South Wales and Victoria, mate. And the big problem we've got with Queensland, South Australia and that sort of thing is that they could be left behind. Mm. And we don't want that to happen.
No.
And so if they do get left behind for a little bit, luckily we've got Brendan up here. He's a good bloke. The bloke that runs the Gold Coast Turf Club, the bloke that runs the Brisbane clubs, they're good blokes.
Yeah.
So
how important has that been, Brendan, just working with all these different parts of the business in trying to be positive with the government to spell to them, you know, we've got a big business here, can come with us?
Well, we've got 41,000 people in Queensland who are either full-time employees or participants in racing. $1.2 billion we contribute to the economy. So we're an important employer. 103 towns outside of the southeast, their biggest social event of the year is their Cup Day.
Yeah.
It's where farmer meets wife or where miner meets wife. And the prize money increases have been great. It's been really well endorsed by our leading trainers and owners that we are being more competitive and they will invest more in Queensland.
I'm just looking out here. We've got a security guard who's looking at your car going, who owns that? And he's just been told it's Jerry Harvey's and he's jumped in the little van and is driving off, Jerry.
Yeah, I have a bit of a problem. If I don't wear a band, the security says to me, I won't let you in. So today I thought to myself, I think I'd better get a band, right? Because they say to me, you can't come in. I said, mate, I
own the company.
Well, but they look at you, prove it. I said, oh, shit, here we go.
Jerry, following up on Brendan there with just focusing in on Queensland, I don't know how many years we've spoken about across the road, lights and things like that. And I know that Racing Queensland and the Gold Coast Turf Club are looking now at maybe putting lights in a time frame that we could see the Magic Millions run at a different time, run late in the afternoon rather than sort of through the middle part of the day.
Yep. I think it works both ways, but I think it might work better if we could have a 4 o'clock start or something like that?
Yeah, like having twilight, that dusk spectacle, export the pictures to Asia and right around the world.
Yep.
And it's cooler for horses and for everyone who's going to be there.
We better just make sure of our TV coverage when we talk about that sort of thing. Have you looked at that properly yet?
Absolutely.
So you've got that under
team.
Control. Okay.
That's right, Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry's doing business here while we're on it. Hey, Brendan, just for our listeners, obviously, are back in Sydney and listening to this and So what's the time frame? I mean, you have spoken about updating training facilities and the like. So what sort of time frames have we got?
The first priority is fixing the training tracks, and including a new synthetic track, which will go in as part of training and trialling. Mm. And then we'll renovate the turf track and put lights up. So looking at the earliest to be 2021 Magic Millions, you imagine the sunset on the Gold Coast, the glitter strip, under lights, and Jerry's handing the trophy over to a very successful, happy group of owners.
I'm getting on a bit. Might be Katie handing now, it over. She's doing a bloody good job.
Well,
have you
I was
going
to say, I'm going to drop a name, but it needs to be dropped for a reason. But yeah. I was with John Singleton here on Monday.
Geez, he talks her up and talks me down.
Well,
careful.
He said that I was trying to get Jerry to spend money here for years, and I'm looking around here and the whole thing's been redone. He said, I reckon Katie's just gone ahead and done it rather than Jerry ticking it off with the money that you've spent.
Yeah, well, that's true.
She runs the ship?
Well, see, when she says she wants to spend some money, and I haven't got much choice. When Singo wants to spend money, like, you know, that's different.
You got to hold on to it a bit.
Yes. Yeah, so,
are you happy with the, I mean, it's, are you happy with what you've done?
Hang on, we've got a new kitchen, commercial kitchen.
Yeah.
We've got all the new coffee shop there. Yeah. We've got a brand new roof on the complex.
Yeah. Air conditioning.
We've got new insulation. We've got air conditioning. We've got a big new screen up.
Yeah.
State of the art, really, you know, looks good, 10 times better than the other screen. We've got those big fans inside. Yeah. People are walking in there now. Hey, shit, it's air conditioning.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've never seen fans here before. Yeah, but they do their job.
But there's something uniquely Gold Coast about this. You'll see the who's who of Australian racing in their shorts and in their casual gear, looking at some fine horse flesh. But the facility's great. It's quintessentially Queensland.
It is great when you turn up like I'm just having a look at you.
Jerry's got shorts on and so have I.
Yeah.
And Brendan, he must have meetings back at Racing Queensland. He's got pants on.
I know. My shorts are nicer than yours, mate.
They probably are. Yeah. They probably are. You bought them at Harvey Norman. We
both got
something, did you?
Casual shirt hanging out.
No. Hey, Brendan, in years gone by, Brendan was the breeding expertise at Sky. He did Bred to Win for many, many years. Have you had a look at the catalogue?
Of course I have.
Silly question.
Yeah, I know. Can we nail you on a couple here? Because I know when I first started at Sky, Brendan was there and doing Bred to Win, and he used to go out and do stories everywhere. I just had Richard Foster on in the van from Yarramalong Park, who has got three sold and bred three better than readies that are running across the road in the race on Saturday. So there's some terrific Queensland stories.
Well, not just Spirit of Boom last year. Better than ready this year is the next wave. It's
exciting. I can't believe it. I thought it was when was the last time Queensland had it? Now they've got two sires. This is great news for Queensland. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you need this bit of luck. And Queensland's got two horses now that are up there.
Yeah.
Just fantastic for Queensland. So my view on that is, you've got this lucky little streak, capitalise on it. Like, work it like you can, you know, like Spirit of Boom and the other horse. Gee.
Yeah, better than ready. We're doubling down on the Cutest Jewel in March too, showing by Queensland Chase, a $500,000 two-year-old race in March. So again, out of this sale.
Right.
We can have people coming from all over Australia to Queensland for a March sale where no one came except Queenslanders.
Yeah, so they all come here because they know that these races are up for grabs now with good prize money.
And the three-year-old Jewel's worth $200,000. So with great support from Aquis, and Aquis have got a promising lineup of stallions. I think there is some brighter times ahead for our breeding industry.
See, what about if Aquis got one as well?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Three stallions in Queensland.
Well, they're buying into a few. I mean, they bought the Derby winner, Extra Brute.
Mate, but they're giving themselves a good chance, aren't they? They're giving it a good hit.
And
Tony is doing a bloody good job there.
And they've put a lot of money into the turf club as well as breeding and racing. Yeah. Fantastic.
All right, so you've opened up your catalogue. What lot are we looking at?
152. Naturally, when you see Sunlight, who came out of the Magic Millions, Frank's the Magic Millions with a Group 1 win later in the year. On day one, that's one of many promising lots. It's a strong day one, Jerry. Like, there could be some good prices today.
I had one bloke ring me on that particular horse, and he said, I've got $1.5 million for it. I said, what? What?
Beautiful.
You want a bit more? Or you?
I think he might have been having me on.
Anyway, that's lot 152. It's from the property of Whidden. And as you say, sunlight is so strong.
It was probably one of Anthony Thompson's mates that got on.
He probably did. I had Barry Bowditch on, your managing director of Millions, at the start of the show, and we're talking about different lots. How excited are you just to have the first lot?
I'm not excited at all.
No, you should be, aren't you?
No, I've got the bloody last lot as well.
No, I bookended
the thing, right? Nobody's ever done that, and I hope to never do it again.
But you're an optimist. You're always looking positive.
Yeah, but I don't need that sort of stuff. I don't want to be lot
someone's
one.
Someone's got to start.
I know.
First.
I want it to be someone else, okay?
We can always... You're always... I mean, it's your own company.
I don't care.
Well, let's just kick start.
Mate, I'm trying to make a buck out of horses.
I hope you can.
It's bloody difficult.
Now, I've got to get going here because I'm running over, but look, I want you to organise something for me, Jerry, either tomorrow or Friday, but I'd love to talk to one of your handlers that looks after the yearlings, because they are the unsung heroes for mine. You see them out here. When I get out here, they're already here. They're in there feeding, they're shampooing, they're making sure everything. They are the unsung heroes. The young.
You want me to line someone up?
Tomorrow,
talk to you.
Yeah, to come out,
I will.
To come
I
out,
will.
Come out tomorrow, and we can have a chat on air.
Have a chat, and I'll G them up not to say anything nasty about me. Okay?
No, I'll line them up.
What a good boss I am, and how much they love working for me, and if it wasn't for me, you know, they wouldn't be where they are.
I'll line them up. They are, Brendan. You know it better than me.
Yeah, you see the hard-working stable hands, whether it's at racetracks, at stud farms, at yearling sales.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
They're here at 5 o'clock in the morning, brushing, hosing.
Yeah.
You know?
So when you walk in, you're not a complaining little person. You're just saying, "Hey, that looks beautiful." I hope you walk in and say, "Oh, gee, they look good this morning."
I'm not well known for throwing praise around. You know, I just expect people to do a good job.
Yeah. No, well,
if they don't. Well, then I don't throw praise.
I'm going to leave that with you. If you can just organise someone for tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Queensland time, and we'll have a chat with them on
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll organise it. Where are they going to do it?
Here, right here in this van. Brendan, this has become a bit more than what we probably thought. It was just going to be you and I, and then suddenly Jerry Harvey pulls up. But the fact
I'm sorry to interrupt it.
No,
okay?
It was such a great opportunity.
Perfect.
We had to grab you, but the whole race in Queensland, we're talking about thoroughbreds, but harness and greyhounds, you're working with all of those bodies to go forward and build a better product from what you are at the moment.
That's correct. And obviously to put more money back into the pockets and improve the viability. So we've already $26 million flowing back into thoroughbreds, and another $10.5 million will flow back for greyhounds and harness, and some new tracks are on the way this year too.
I'll tell you what, Queensland's lucky to have him, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
that's my opinion. I don't particularly like the bloke, but I think he's good at what he does.
You never get the full compliment.
No,
you never get the full one.
I'll take that. I'll take half the compliment.
I tell you what I do want, though, because it's too good an opportunity, and this is great radio, but it's just before Jerry's it's going to bolt on me, so I want to get a photo with the three of us in it, and then I can post it on Twitter. Jerry, do you know what Twitter is?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Is it? Where are you? There we go.
I can see. Now, I can see us.
There we go. We'll take a photo. We'll tweet that out.
Brendan's the better looking bloke.
What, of the three of us? Or just you two?
Well, we've all got the head for radio.
No, Brendan's not a bad looking bloke. You and I weren't blessed.
No, we just struggle along at our own pace.
Did a girl ever come looking for you? When we were sitting down, did they ever, you're a good looking bloke, just been looking at you.
There's only been one of those in my life.
You married her.
I married her,
good on
so
you,
that's
mate.
All right. Brendan, thanks for dropping in. I know you've got to head back, and I know you're up the highway a little bit this week, but good luck for the rest. And Saturday, it's a massive day for racing in general, for Queensland racing, so I hope it all goes to plan, and we look forward to having probably another chat in the near future. Tabcorp are very much associated now with Queensland racing through Tab, and with Radio Tab now a part of the team, so we look really very much to expanding our Queensland coverage.
It's our biggest day of racing and wagering for the year. Bigger than Stradbroke. So it's become something very big, thanks to the work that Katie and Jerry and Barry have done. They've lifted this carnival to a really new pinnacle.
Praise.
Mate, I'm so pleased you love us.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Andrew.
Okay,
appreciate
good
it.
On you.
Good on
thanks,
you.
Andrew.
Jerry Harvey and Brendan Parnell joins us. That's it for our NewsHour of Racing HQ. I turned both mics off. That's how Jerry threw me. I turned... both mics off, so our audience couldn't hear me at all. That's it for our news hour. Hope you've got something out of all of that. All the fields will come out for Saturday in the next hour. You'll get it all with the markets through tab.com.au. After the news break, you'll have a full preview for Canterbury, including Glenn Munsey, who continues to eat lamb chops outside the studio here. He'll be joining you with all the other preview guys shortly.